Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, she was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so, let me welcome the star of our show, Ada Marie.
Hi, and how are you? This is a perfect day.
Oh, well, it is here, too. I am fine. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Just fine. Today is one of those days when the weather looks like it's heavenly. And we haven't had much heavenly weather, so I'm delighted.
Oh, yeah. Well, for those who don't know, Ada Marie is down in Oracle, Arizona, and it's been blistering hot there this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I should also mention before we go further that Ada Marie does give 15 minutes of a full reading for free. So if you want to really get into the meat of your life issues, if you want to have her communicate with departed loved ones, that's something that you need to do with her off the air. And you can reach her one of two ways. You can check her out on her website, thegoldenoracle.com, but she does accept personal calls right at her home, and I'm going to give you her home number now. I'll first tell you that she's on Pacific time, and she takes calls from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. I trust you all got that. So, Ada Marie, what's new and exciting these days?
I don't know, but the weather has gotten nicer, and that's exciting.
Yeah, right. Well, our first caller of the day, as I mentioned to you, just wants to listen. But for those of you who don't know, the first caller of the day, and we're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, the first caller has the opportunity to suggest the topic for the day. And Sharon was our first caller today, and she wants to hear about living in the moment without fear. I guess that can be looked at as two separate topics or one topic, depending on how you look at it.
It could be. Living without fear in the moment would be every day and all night. And if people are fearful or are holding fear, they're going to draw fear to them. If people are happy and joyful, they're going to draw joy to them and happiness. So if there is something that is, and I've helped a lot of people through this kind of fear, it's really quite a simple thing. But they first have to decide that they are tired of being covered with fear. They're covered with it. We're going to uncover them, and there is a simple way to do that. So if you are fearful, stop and think about what people do to be joyful in the meantime. Because once you address joy in the same manner you address fear, you soon become aware that it's something you have done within yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you have been taught to be fearful, and a lot of children are taught to be fearful so they won't venture away from home, right?
Mm-hmm.
They won't venture out, but that fear is never taken away from them because their parents have that control. It's a control issue over the child. Now, think about this. If a child is taught to be cautious and to not talk to strangers or to not venture so far they can't find their way home, that's a whole different story. Again,
yeah.
We're talking about something completely different.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is that if you're one of those people who have been taught to be afraid, you're the only one who can take that fear away. And listen closely because I'm going to try to give you this lesson here on the show. Go to the mirror. Stand in front of your mirror in your bathroom. Look directly into your mirror. Into your eyes. Your eyes are you. And when you look into those eyes, tell those eyes that God put you on earth to be happy, to be healthy, and to be enjoyable. And you are not going to be able to maintain that if you are fearful. If you take the fear that you are feeling immediately and get it behind you, throw it away. With your fingers, throw it away. In the mirror, you see yourself throwing all the fear away. And the next time it comes, when you're away from the mirror, take your fingers and snap that fear behind you. You do not need it. And believe me, that works. And it may sound foolish, but it does work. Many, many people I have helped. I helped a whole room of 3,000 people one time throw their fear away, and they were throwing it away, and the walls were going creak, 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 creak. And we all laughed. We all laughed. We thought it was hilariously funny. So, but it worked. They got rid of that fear. And when they walked out of there, the ones that were afraid of the dark realized when they got to their car, they were not afraid.
Hmm.
It hadn't entered their mind because they actually physically took their hands and tossed it away. In the class.
Well, that sounds an example of self-healing.
Right, it is self-healing. That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have taken the negative and released it from your entire being. So self-healing is the only real healing there is. No matter what the doctor does, if you don't see yourself perfect, you're not going to be perfect.
Well, I would imagine it takes some practice and repetition, you know, to undo a lifetime of learning to be afraid.
Right, because you're taught to be afraid,
mm-hmm.
and you don't need to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like stubbing your toe. When you stub your toe, it hurts, right?
That's right. It sure does.
Okay. Now, how long does it hurt?
Well, not that long.
No, a few minutes,
yeah.
maybe.
Yeah.
So, are you going to stub your toe again? No, you're going to watch out for it.
Yeah.
So, it's the same thing. If you have a fear of something and you face it head on and dismiss it, it's going to go away. It's going to disappear.
It
can't stay.
That makes sense. And just to let the latest caller know, you're the fifth caller in the queue, and you will get a chance to speak with Ada Marie. Right now, we're talking about the topic of living in the moment without fear. And is there anything else that you want to say about that?
Yes, I do. I think it's absolutely foolish when somebody is going into a government building that's very beautiful and very busy, and they are afraid to walk in the building because it's so beautiful. And I just looked at them. I said, what are you talking about? It's our taxes that built the building. We wanted it to look beautiful. Now, how can you possibly be afraid of something you helped to build? Think about it. It's beautiful because we, as United States, want beautiful buildings, and we want to take good care of them. What are you talking about? You're afraid of the building. It isn't going to bite you. Impossible.
Well, that's kind of an irrational fear, isn't it?
It is an irrational fear, but a lot of people have irrational fears, and if they really looked at them, they'd get over them. They'd stop them. They wouldn't have them.
Right, right. Well, I've heard it said that some of these can come from previous lifetimes.
It does happen often.
Yeah.
If something has happened to someone during a wartime and they've died and they come back and they haven't stayed away enough years, like they haven't stayed away 40 or 50 years, they maybe only been away 20 years, and they see a building that happened when they were on the earth, yes, it startles them and it upsets them.
Mm.
They may not be able to sleep for a while because they saw it, because they were in that experience, you see. And don't let people tell you that it can't happen, because you can be completely at ease and driving down a street in an area you've never been before, and you see something and it triggers an old memory. And those old memories do get triggered until they're handled and put to bed.
Yeah, and most of them are buried, too.
Yes. They
yeah.
are buried.
Yeah, yeah.
So people come all the time and they say, I keep having this same dream. I keep having this, seeing this same thing over and over. So what we do is we go into that thing so far that they can see behind it what happened. And once we deal with what happened, that they created what they're looking at day and night, it goes away, because now they have an answer to what happened.
And they can recognize that it's not happening now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's very important. Many people just call for that. I mean, we do it on the phone. We don't have to go through any big rigmarole. We just do it on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you do a lot of your work over the phone.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
And people are really happy. I mean, they just have no problem with that. I do take credit cards, and I do take checks. So, I can do it right then, and they're done with it. The problem is solved.
Beautiful.
And to me, that's the important thing, that the problem is solved.
Well, that is the important thing. I mean, that's what people are looking for when they come to you for help.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
The beautiful thing is that you have a lot of testimonies from people that you've helped thousands and thousands of people over the years. And the switchboard's lighting up with more calls, so I think we'd better go to take the callers now.
Okay, that's fine.
But just to let folks know, if we have more time, just to honor Sharon's request, there might be another way she wanted to look at the topic also. And if we have time, we'll talk about living in the present moment, which is a slightly different take on what we were just talking about.
Right.
So our first caller of the day is Laura. And Laura, you're live.
Hi, Ada.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering, I applied for a contract today, and it's supposed to be a one-year contract. I wondered if you see me actually getting that contract or something different.
No, you said you got a contract
today? Well, I applied for a contract. Yes, today I applied for a one-year contract.
And what happened?
Well, they're
did you get a one-year
it,
contract?
The agency. No, I'm asking if you know whether I'm going to get it. I submitted for it today.
Oh, you haven't got it yet. You will
no,
get
I
it.
No, I just submitted.
Mm-hmm.
You said I will get it?
Yes.
Oh, good. Are you picking up anything about how it will go? Any information around that at all?
No, but what I am picking up is that you will be very busy when you get it. You won't have very much, there won't be much lead time going into it, and there won't be much time off during the time you're working on your contract.
Well,
so be sure
I
you ask all the questions you need to ask.
I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate
okay.
the reading. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Laura.
Thanks, Rita. Sure.
God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well.
you're welcome.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I sometimes forget I'm just producing this show. You're the star. So our next caller is Denise. And Denise, you're live, honey.
Hi, Ada. How are you today? My question is in regards to a relationship. I was hoping to ask you if you feel you see a relationship coming for me in the near future.
In the fall, late in the fall, October.
Really? Wow. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Do you feel that...
It's over your head, so it's there.
Okay. Do you feel that this is will be a long relationship?
Well, that will depend basically upon yourself.
Mm-hmm. I date
but,
it could be a good
relationship.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that. I'm so ready. So that's encouraging.
Well, yes, and it means that you know there's a lot of give and take in a relationship, and if you have this rapport where you feel good about each other, then that give and take is easy.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Well, I'm ready and ready to make compromises. So thank you for the encouragement.
Well, you're welcome. It's
all right.
Actually, it's been waiting in the wings for some time.
I guess our paths haven't crossed yet.
Right. Yeah. You keep thinking it hasn't happened.
Right. Well, we'll collide sooner or later,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Well, what you can do is you can realize that it's right around the corner. It's right there. And look
right.
in the mirror and say, my new relationship is right here.
I better get my hair done.
And it'll show up.
I better get my hair done.
I think you better.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you both, Ada.
You're welcome.
You're calling, Denise.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're welcome. And just to let everybody know, Ada Marie is on every week at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday. So we do enjoy hearing back from people to the results of readings that they've received. We lost Denise, but our next caller is Heidi. And Heidi, you're live.
Hi. My question is regarding my finances. My husband passed away 2 years ago, and his business partner and myself have a business to sell, and we actually have a closing date scheduled. I'm just wondering if that is truly going to go through.
Yes. Ooh, that happened fast. The answer is yes. I'm sorry. It just popped right out of my mouth.
Is it going to happen on the day that, like the September 12th that it's scheduled for?
Obviously, yes.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
It came so fast, like it was already a done deal.
Well, that would be wonderful.
So you probably have the right date.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Just know it's happening.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And it might be good to talk about that knowing for a minute for people that have questions about whether or not things are going to happen. This is something that's near and dear and so important in terms of manifesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If you have the knowing and you hold the knowing, it happens. If you doubt it for 1 second, you slow it down or totally stop it. So hold the knowing, because something you want, something you're working on, something you're doing, hold the knowing. In other words, I have a guest house. So when people come, I have a guest house for them to stay in, right?
Yeah.
I decided a number of years ago that with my work, I wanted to have two buildings. I wanted to have a home, and I wanted to have a guest house for my guests to be in and be comfortable and be happy. And I could work with them in the guest house, and they could vent or do whatever they needed to do to be able to get to the bottom of their problem. And I held that knowing for a long, long time. And then, out of nowhere, when we moved to Arizona, we found this property, not even thinking. Guess what? The house next door is my guest house. It's part of the property. What a surprise that was. And we were already in the process and decided to buy it before we ever found out that that was part of the property.
Oh, really? Wow,
yeah.
What a nice surprise.
It was a wonderful surprise. And when people come, it's a pink, the house is pink. And when people come, they love it. In fact, they don't want to leave. You know, they're here for 3 days for a retreat. And then, well, can we stay one more day? Well, what if there's somebody else coming in a day? I can't let them do that. So now I'm booking so that they get 3 days, and I give myself 2 days, because one, in case they stay another day, and the second day for me to clean house.
Right, right.
Because I am my own maid.
Well, more power to you. At any rate, I just wanted to have you elaborate on that holding the knowing, because a lot of people go to a place of wishing and hoping and praying.
No, you can't do that. You cannot wish, want, hope, or you can't do that. You have to know, K-N-O-W. You have to look in the mirror and you have to know. This is exactly what you want, and this is what you're going to find. You're going to find it in the most strange way, usually. It comes through some source you'd never think of, just like this property. I don't know what my husband and I were doing. I think we were looking for a place to eat in Tucson, and we sat down in this little restaurant and to get something to eat. It was like 5:30, and we were really hungry. And a waitress comes up, and she said, "You're new in the area." I said, "Yes, we're looking for some property." She said, "Well, just drive up the road. There's a little town of Oracle, and they have properties for sale, and they're lovely properties, and they're not overly priced." Well, we did that. We thanked her. We did that afternoon, and we found the house, the one I'm sitting in. But there was a little house next door. Little did we know it was part of the property.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I love hearing stories like that.
Yeah, we just accidentally saw this property, and it was kind of up on a hill, so the water was going to run downhill. In the mountains, you want the water to run downhill.
Right, right.
So we were looking and looking, and then the lady who showed it to us, she says, "Well, this house has a guest house on it," and there it was.
Mm. I don't think there are any accidents, Ada Marie. It was meant.
I don't think they are either.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone lines.
Okay.
Okay, our next caller is another Laura.
Hmm.
Laura, you're live.
Hello. I'm just wondering what you see for career for me.
For what?
For career, for job?
Oh, your career. Okay. I didn't get the word. You said it quickly, and
I didn't get
career. do you know what you're looking for?
Yeah.
What field are you looking in?
Two fields.
Okay. What are they?
Medical and then working in a school.
There is an option for a school job, but also there's it seems like you know about this already, maybe. It seems like there's a option in the medical field in a hospital. Have you looked there? Have you had an interview in a hospital?
No. I had to stop my school in the middle of school, so I don't have my certification that I want yet.
I see. But you will get it.
Okay.
You'll get your certification and you will work in. Pardon?
Oh, wow. Do you have any idea when I would get my certification?
In the spring.
Okay. All right.
That's the answer that came. So I hope that's helpful.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that it, Laura?
Yep. Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless
thank you.
You.
All right. All righty. Okay. Let me see. We're getting some funny things going on the switchboard. That's just because some callers have dropped away. Okay, now we're going to area codes, and our first area code is area code 504. What is your name, please?
Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Ada, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it possible to just get a general message from Spirit? Because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I can't do it on the show. You'd have to call me because it very often is possible. In fact, most of the time it is. But I can do it on the show because we have to wait on the Spirit to come through, and sometimes that takes too long. And we're trying to just do what we can on the show to help people that will, be beneficial.
Can I ask about career and money flowing? Then can I ask about career and money flowing?
Well, you can ask that. Now, that question is, yes, money is flowing toward you. For some reason, the opportunity has not presented itself, but it's sitting in the wings. It's almost like somebody hasn't told you about it. But it's there in the wings.
I so hope so.
But it'll be good. You'll do well.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Well, and you will because you're a hard worker.
I believe that, but I haven't the money to prove it.
Well, but you will. You will see. You're going forward and you're going upward, so that's good.
Okay, and is there any love in my future?
Yes. It'll come after you have your new position.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
you're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Mary Lou.
Thanks so much for taking me. I appreciate it.
No problem. God bless. And we are going to talk about living in the present moment after we take the next two calls.
Okay.
And we may get more calls, but we should have time to discuss the topic. Our next caller is from area code 812. And
hello.
You are live. What is your... Hi, what's your first name, please?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. My question is, do you see my husband and his girlfriend staying together?
What?
Do you see
do
my
I
husband
see your
and
husband
his
doing what?
Do you see my husband and his girlfriend staying together?
No. I don't.
No.
But that answer, no, came before you even said the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's why I made you repeat it.
Oh, okay. Do you know how long when they're going to break up?
I have no idea, but it won't be long.
It won't be? And I was wondering, do you see kids in my future?
Do I see what?
Children, kids.
What in your future? I'm trying to... Okay, do I see what in your future?
Children, because I don't have any.
Children.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you could have children if you choose to do that, but for some reason... It doesn't seem like this is the time.
Right. Do you know when I will have kids?
But it could be later.
Later?
It could be.
Okay.
Pardon?
It's okay.
Yeah, you could have children later. Yeah.
What, like in my 40s?
Late 30s.
Late 30s? Okay, so I'll be right, 39?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
Now look, you could have twins or triplets. So
really?
Think about this. Yeah, you could.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know,
okay.
Give that some thought before you get crazy.
Oh, I'll be okay either way because I was diagnosed with infertility, so that's blessed for either way. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you and your situation.
Absolutely bless her.
Yeah. That's
right.
There she goes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess Sharon is going to be the one that's going to benefit from our talk. She's hanging in there. We do have one other caller at present, and that is area code 610. And you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hello, this is Sonia. Hi, Edith.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. My question,
what's your question?
Is concerning career employment. I do have a job right
mm-hmm.
now. I've been there for about 2.5 years, but you know, honestly, I'm looking for something better, a better benefit pay, and like a better opportunity for growth. I've been looking for quite some time now, but I haven't gotten any interviews or anything. Basically, just tell me thank you for applying. Or, you know, we're moving on with other candidates, things like that.
Mid-September. Just wait till August is over and mid-September you'll find a position.
Oh, okay, then I'm going to apply for?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I do look every day, you know, and sometimes I just, you
mm-hmm.
know, not everything is good, you know, they have a lot of, there.
No, you want to be careful, but mid September you'll find a good option.
Okay. All right. Are you picking up anything about the company or what they do or anything?
No, I don't. I just know that it's something that is coming toward you.
Okay.
So you'll hear about
it
from some other person.
Ah, from a person. Ah, okay, because I do look various places online, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Right.
Oh, well, that's great, you know, because I am looking for something better, and I do want to get some more education for something specifically
mm-hmm.
I want to work on.
And that's the path I want to take, you know. So it's a company that can help me with that as well.
Right.
Okay. So anything else you're picking up with respect to the job?
That's what I'm picking up, that it'll, when you find it, it'll be a good position.
Oh, okay. All right, mid-September, right? Okay. I'll keep my eyes open and I'll continue to look.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Take care, Sonia.
Take care, God bless.
Yes, you too.
Enjoy.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Right.
All right, we do have another caller. Area code 312. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen.
Hello. My question is that I'm supposed to start a job in 2 weeks, and I was called today, and they told me that there may be a delay in that position, and I'm just wondering if you see this job going through. They're supposed to let go of another employee before they can hire me or lay off the employee.
Well, I don't think that it's a good job to begin with, but I don't have a good feeling about the company.
Okay.
And I have to say it the way I get it, so, you know.
Okay. Okay.
I just don't, it didn't come in as a good feeling.
Okay. Do you think that they're not going to be able?
So there's something going on there that don't meet the eye. Pardon?
Oh, okay. Do you think they're just going to, they're not going to go through with the position? They'll just keep everything as is?
I think that's what's happening.
Okay, got it. Got it.
I would look elsewhere if I were you.
Okay. Do you see me finding something else within the next couple weeks?
Yes. Yes, I do see you. Almost like around the corner. Now, around the corner could mean on the street, or it could be something that you hear from somebody that you meet someplace.
Okay.
You know, it could be something that comes from somebody else.
Okay.
Does
I have
make
a friend.
Sense?
Yes. Yes, I have a friend that's very knowledgeable what goes on in the city, so...
Right.
Him. All right, I'll give him a call then.
I would. Absolutely.
Okay, he's a little Asian man. Okay.
Very nice person.
Yes. Yes, very, has a lot of connections too. So maybe I'll give him a call.
Right.
Okay. Okay, then I'll start there then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Karen. Okay, we're going to talk about living in the present. What's the key to doing that, Ada Marie? Because a lot of people are all over the place. They're thinking about the past.
Wait a minute. You can only live. You can only breathe. One breath at a time, and you can only live 1 minute at a time, and you can only move 1 foot at a time, or you'll fall down. Now, does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. If people would come into the knowing, and when they have made up their mind that this might work for them, they need to stay in that groove. In other words, follow the message out of your heart. Listen to that message. You won't be sorry. Your intuition is, everybody's intuition is on track for them, but they have to use it. And until they learn how to use it, they're in trouble.
It sounds like the key is to lead a heart-centered life and to try to stay out of the head that can be all over the place.
Right, that is the key.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to be silent and pay attention. Silence is golden. And if you pay attention to what's around you and what options you have, you probably are not going to miss them. But if you do like most people, run helter-skelter, and they don't stop to listen, they probably missed something really good because they didn't listen.
Right. Are there any particular things that can aid a person in staying heart-centered?
Yes. If you want to, that's such a great question. If you want to be heart-centered, look in the mirror. Look at yourself. Look in your eyes and say to God or whomever you want to call this energy, say to them, please assist me in becoming aware of my surroundings and what is there. Because most people aren't even aware of everything in their surroundings. They're so busy wondering or trying to do something that they're not aware. Just a few minutes ago, someone was at the door, and I looked at the door, and I saw that it was two ladies with a prayer book, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't answer the door, because they'll come whenever they feel like it. They don't come invited.
No, I hear you.
So I just let it go.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do. You have to be aware of the circumstances. I mean, that's just a simple example, but that awareness means that I don't need that those people at this time. I'm busy doing something more important. I'm trying to help somebody, anybody that needs help.
Right, right. Well, another key that I heard in there was intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. Of course, that's something that we all naturally possess, but a lot of people have a challenge tapping into it.
It isn't that they have a challenge tapping into it. It's that they don't trust it.
Ah. Ah.
It taps in without any effort, but most people don't trust it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. But the minute you trust it, your whole life opens up. But most people just don't trust it.
Mm. How can a person become more trusting?
Well, if you need to, and this is what I used to tell my students, get yourself a little notebook, and when you have a hunch, write it in your notebook. Date it and time it, okay? It's 20 minutes to 2. Right. 2:01? What is it, 1:40 p.m.? And then close the book. Then every week, look back on your book and see how many times that little hunch came to pass within a reasonable amount of time of when you had it. And it won't take you long to find out that those hunches are real. They're very valuable to you. One lady who did that in school in a class in California, she wrote and wrote and wrote, and she was on her third notebook, and she got this hunch that she was going to, her car was going to have a flat tire, and someone was going to stop to help her, and she would find a very good relationship with this person. She ended up married to him.
Ah.
They had a very good relationship, and they just came last year to see us. They had two children, and they came by to see us, and she said, you know, all the time I took your class, I never took it serious until this time.
I can imagine.
And he said, thank goodness she paid attention.
I can imagine. We do have two more callers now.
Okay.
And callers, we're just talking about trust and intuition, and it all stemmed from living in the present. So if you tuned in, that's what's been going on. We may come back to the topic again. It depends on whether we have time before the end of the hour. This is the Ada Marie Show, and it is live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Ada Marie will give answers to questions. She does not do connection with the dead over the phone. She does not do general life readings over the air, I should say.
Yeah.
You would need to do a private session with her. And she provides the first 15 minutes of a private session for free. And she's worked with thousands of people, helped people at all levels to achieve whatever that is that they're dreaming of. And I'm going to give you her contact information now so that you have it. Her website is thegoldenoracle.com. And she takes calls between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time at 520-896-9510. Okay, our next caller is from area code 347, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Catalina.
Catalina, I like that name.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's a pretty name.
Thank you. I'm not
you
sure how
question?
This works. Yes, I do. Is it okay? Well, in regards to, I guess, my career path and all that, the way that I'm going, I feel like I've bit off more than I can chew, and I've been looking for, I guess, reassurance from the angels, and I've been trying to pick up on signs that this is what I'm supposed to do and that I didn't make a mistake. But I'm wondering whether, like, just something will block me from getting to where I need to be, because I really want to be able to pursue my dream to become a physician one day. And I'm already in the underworks of progressing towards that goal. But it's just been really, really tough. Like, things have been happening left and right, and I don't know if it's just, like, you know, trying to help me get to where I need to be versus the universe telling me this is not meant for you.
Whatever you've deemed is meant for you is what you're going to receive. So work with the idea that every little roadblock gets you closer to your dream, and your dream will come to pass. Just keep trying.
Okay. I see.
Because you're genuine
okay.
in your feeling.
Okay? Yeah.
So just keep trying. It'll break open and you'll be shocked.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
How far along are you in your training, Catalina?
So far, it's been first year, but the first year tends to be like the toughest of years, and I've been told, you know, to, like, you know, take it easy and all that, but, you know, in all honesty, I can't right now because I feel like I'm falling behind in all the course load and nothing seems to be going right, and yeah, basically.
Slow down. And take your time, one step at a time, till you fill all the requirements.
I wish I had time. The curriculum makes it so everything is one after the other. So, like, that's the only thing. Otherwise, I would have, you know, actually taken my time with each of the subjects, really learned them for what I'm supposed to learn them for, and so I can apply them later on in my life and in my career. But everything is going so fast, and, yeah, that's the only thing that overwhelms me.
Are you saying that that's the pace is a given, that you have no control over that?
Yeah, I feel like this whole sense of loss of control, loss of I don't know what's coming up next, and just trying to live in the moment and trying to progress towards my goal, but at the same time, you know, never really being sure and having a sense of loss of security, in a sense.
Mm. interesting because we were just talking about living in the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
You might want to go back and listen to the podcast. It will be in place probably 5 or 10 minutes after the show is over. And if you move through it to about the 2/3 mark, you'll find Ada Marie talking about living in the moment, and that might be helpful to you.
Okay. I shall do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else, Ada Marie?
No, I think that she's sincere, so she'll get the benefit.
Yeah. You need to believe in yourself, Catalina. That's the one thing that I'm hearing. And to hold the knowing, which is something
right.
else that Ada Marie has talked about during the show today. So I would
right.
I would encourage you, since you felt compelled to call in today, to go back and listen to the podcast. I'd go back to the halfway mark.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I got it. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. God bless. Okay. We have time for one more caller, which is what we have on the line.
Okay.
Area code 864. What is your name, please?
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. So I've been.
What is your question?
So I've been talking to this guy for maybe like a week now. And I don't know. I'm just really confused. I don't know if he's somebody that I'm supposed to be talking to, if it's like meant to be, or if it's just kind of like, I don't know. I'm just lost.
What is your question?
I guess, is this the guy that I'm supposed to be, like, talking to right now, or?
No. That answer came very quickly, so I'm not sure what the circumstances are, but I would certainly be careful about what you said to him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think I should be talking to him right now?
Whoever he is he a personal friend or a work friend?
He's somebody that I met through another friend.
Hmm.
A friend that I work with?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, we've been kind of talking and hanging out and texting, and he's been calling me. And I'm just, I mean, things seem to be going pretty well, but I just wanted to make sure that, like, it was, like, something
mm-hmm.
that was between me.
Okay.
So
I
you
would
said
be
no?
careful. Pardon?
You said I should be careful?
Yes.
Okay. And why do you think that?
I just got that message for you, that's all. I wasn't thinking. I was just getting a message.
So would you be leaning more towards, like, do you think I should get to know him more, or do you think I should just kind of, like, stop things where they're at?
I don't think getting to know him any better would be good for you, but it's up to you if you want to.
All righty. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I was thinking just the fact that she's calling to question it,
says
that her
right.
intuition is questioning whether or not it's a healthy thing for her.
And it's not healthy, but, you know, she's got to listen to that little voice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jennifer, I have you muted right now, but we were talking about intuition before you called, so you too might want to go back and listen to the podcast. If you go back to the 2/3 mark, we talk about living in the present moment, and one of the things that Ada Marie talks about is intuition. And she's gone. We do have one more caller, and we do have time for it, so let's take it.
Okay, we will.
Just called in 2 minutes ago, area code 864. Whoops, they're gone. I guess they just wanted to listen. Oh, Sharon has called back, and I invited her to do that if she wanted to talk to you. So let me put her on the line.
Okay.
Sharon's the one that suggested today's topic.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Hi, Sharon. Sharon? Are you muted, perhaps? I've got you live, but we can't hear you. I know she's driving, so it's probably not a good time for her to fiddle around with her phone, but just to let you know, Sharon, I do have you live, but I can't hear you, and we do appreciate the topic for the day, and you know when we're on. You can call back next Wednesday, and if there's anything that you want to add or if you want to ask Ada Marie a question, you're welcome to do that. And Mary Lou, thank you for staying on the line and listening to the show. We appreciate your support. And to anybody else that's calling or listening to this podcast after the fact, hopefully you found some words of wisdom here. Ada Marie is full of it. And you can call her at area code 520-896-9510. And you're certainly welcome to tune into the show, which is every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. And Ada Marie, when we finish the show, would you stay on the line for a minute? Because there's something I want to tell you off the air.
Surely, I will.
Okay. Well, folks, I guess that's it, Ada Marie.
It sounds like it. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate your attention.
Yes, we do. And God bless everybody.
Yes, God bless.